Family First, you're speaking.
Hi, this is Gilbert. I missed a call from you.
Yes, hi. How are you, Gilbert?
Good, good. When
That's good.
Did you have
wanted to see
the
how it
next,
goes.
It went fine. They're nice people and all, but there was an issue. I think they have a problem with the bathing and stuff, and they kept making excuses of what I can do. And I said, listen, if I was able to do it on my own, I wouldn't need nobody to do it. Like, you cannot do something that someone has to do. You can't do half of it. Like, like she says, well, your private parts, if you have to do it, you could do it with one hand and I'll hold you. I'm like, I'm still letting go one hand. And if I'm doing it with one hand, then I might as well not use anyone. You understand what I'm saying? Like, because that's the problem
for sure.
Now.
So they didn't want to do the bathing and the personal care?
At the end, they felt like they could. But, you know, I don't want to wind up being in a situation where, because it has happened, where they say it's okay. And then when it's time for the, you know, that part, then they kind of feel some type of way. They don't have experience with people with that, you know, kind of work. So... they seemed like nice people, and they kept making excuses, and I just went along with it and didn't want to tell them anything. They really liked the place because they know I have a clean place. I keep it clean. I'm not the type to use my home attendants like slaves. You know, I clean up after myself. If I use a plate, I clean it. It's not like they're going to come to my house to a bunch of dirty plates or dirty stuff or whatever.
Right.
I tell them I always try to, you know, I like cleaning it, you know. So, you know, I didn't want to tell them that. I told them, well, it's no commitment. I still have to see other people. But, you know, I will let you know by Friday. And the answer is going to be the same, you know, because I don't want to give it a try and then have to switch again, you know. I want to find someone that is a match and they're willing and able to, that, you know, and then that's it. So,
right, that
you
makes
have somebody else open to see.
Okay. So, so we're going to then continue looking for someone else. You're saying you don't want to give it a try, right?
No, we're not, you know. I told them that I had someone that used to work with me before and that I was, planning that maybe she might come back, so I'm not sure. So I told her that I'll let her know Friday, so that way they won't feel bad, you know.
So, okay, and do you have someone or not?
No, I don't. But
you just
said that
to them.
Because I didn't want, you know, they were like nice people. They, you know, at the end, they were, so they were ready to work. They wanted, you know, they felt that you know, I was going to pick them, whatever. And I told them, kept telling them, I said, look, this is no commitment. It's just, I have to see other people as well, you know. Plus, I have someone that used to work with me that wants to come back. So that way, you know, I don't want to. I wanted to keep it on a good note, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So if they do ask you, they say, well, you just let them know he's not sure because he has somebody that might come back. So he hasn't said, you know, anything yet. But you know, I don't think it's really gonna. I don't think it's gonna. Work, honestly.
Okay. I get it. Okay.
So when you said that the other one's supposed to be coming?
No, so it was just these two. It wasn't someone else.
Oh, I thought there was one that you said that you had.
No,
so if you find someone, send them my way.
Yeah, I will definitely.
Okay. Thank you so much.
So I will let you know. You're welcome. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye-bye.